From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Are you ready to begin the path to your career or get your BA degree in no time? These lines are staples on late-night TV. Ads for for-profit schools are everywhere, and they're a huge draw to Black students, beating out traditional colleges in their Black graduation rates. But what are these schools really about? For answers, NPR's Tony Cox turned first to Harris Miller, president and CEO of the Career College Association.
Let's start with a definition of just what a career college is. I mean, looking at your website, it talks about that you are for-profit, post-secondary, providing professional, career-specific educational programs. What exactly does that mean?
Our changing economy has created a lot of demand for people with skills that go beyond a high school degree, but they may not need a traditional liberal arts education. And what the career colleges offer is specific training for specific occupations. It may be in information technology. It may be in healthcare.
Would it be fair or accurate to call this a trade school then?
No, I think that is a little too narrow because it is more than a trade. It could be the idea is that you are generally prepared to be an information technology worker or generally prepared to be a healthcare worker. And the trade school, I think, carries too narrow a connotation.
How do you, the career colleges, measure your success? Is it by graduation rate? Is it by placement and employment?
The number one priority for every career college are the students. The number two priority for schools is the employer community. So the career colleges are very sensitive to what the demands are of the employer community, and they work very closely with the employer community to make sure their skills are current. And frankly, that does give them, I would say, an advantage in many ways for those students who are very career-oriented over the traditional universities, which candidly, and I think most of us know this, have gone through the traditional universities, are not very flexible. They don't change very quickly.
Do you target African Americans through your commercials and other recruitment efforts?
Absolutely not. Our schools are trying to target anybody who wants to get ahead. We go after students across the board. On the other hand, we have a much higher success rate in terms of the percentage of minorities who are in our student population. For example, the public universities like the University of Virginia and UCLA and schools like that, about 25% of their students are minority. In career colleges, it's about 37%. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that our students are older. And many times you find among minorities that they've gone in their K through 12 education through schools that haven't prepared them for higher education. They think they can't go on to higher education, and they reach the age of 24 or 25 or 26. They feel they're in a dead-end job, or maybe they're in a job that they don't find very interesting. And they can take advantage of the career college assistant system to go on and get that advanced degree.
Can a student who goes to a career college transfer those course credits to a nonprofit, a public university?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. And this is one of the changes we're trying to get in the law. But what has happened in the last few years, and we're pretty upset about this, is that a lot of public institutions have a blanket prohibition against accepting transfer credits, assuming that somehow the student's academic training in a career college isn't the same as what they offer. And we don't think that's right. All we're saying is that if a university doesn't want to accept a transfer credit, they should give a rational explanation, not just have a blanket prohibition.
Harris Miller, President, CEO, Career College Association, thank you very much. It was very informative.
Thank you for having me on today, Tony. I really appreciate it.